Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Hope you ate turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. As you just heard, here on this miserable Monday, if you're a Ravens fan, playoff hopes in the balance. Long shot right now, let's be honest. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, John Harbaugh after the game was asked a bunch of questions. By the way, we'll get to your phone calls here in a couple of seconds. Stick around. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. One of those questions was Lamar Jackson's injury, which knocked him out of the game late in the second quarter.
It's a bruise of some kind, I think. I don't know how serious it'll be. We'll have to find out in the next couple of days. He got kneed in the back.
We all saw that, right?
Yep, we saw it. I think it's a bruised kidney, Bob, is what I think. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I've had it done. I've had it, you know, and it is painful. And I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, peed some blood or something, too.
Because you could tell by the way he got up and reacted as he was walking back into the tunnels there that he was in some pain and was not happy with the way things were unfolding at the time. Because the Ravens never saw him again.
Yeah, and he said he tried a Toradol shot. Which you get a Toradol shot, they shoot you in the butt, you know, and in his back, you know. I mean that didn't help him at all.
Yeah, and if you're relied upon to run and plant and throw, if the kidneys are you're
twisting,
you're feeling it.
Yeah, so he wouldn't have been able to come back.
Now John Harbaugh also. After the Ravens' loss, which dropped them to 3-6 at home, which I keep stressing because it's bad. When you have 9 home games and you lose 6 of them, that's a bad thing. And I'm assuming, Nolan, next year that means they only get 8 home games. They'll be playing 9 on the road. But what was the locker room like, John, after said loss?
You know, everybody's hurt because he works so hard. I mean, this team that fights. You know, this team that works. This team that prepares. This team is confident team that wants to do well. Got a bunch of, you know, really strong men in there that do that. And so, you know, it's disappointing to them. They're more disappointed than anybody. All of us are. That's how it is. So we're all disappointed. But that doesn't mean, you know, it just means you got to come back. You got to find, you don't get what you want all the time in life, even if you work for it. But you got to earn it. You know, you got to earn it by doing the things that are required. And we have not done a good enough job of that.
I would think that probably in the locker room they were extremely frustrated because it's like we're up 11, you know, we did it again, you know, and I'm sure, Bob, some of their guys too are asking, where in the hell was Henry? You know, I'll promise you that because players don't mess around. They know, and they're probably saying, what the? Probably some of them came up to Henry after, said, Why didn't they put you in?
Yeah, Vrabel was probably like, where the hell is Henry? Oh, there he is. Nice.
Yeah.
Let's keep on moving here. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, NFL Lunch. Talk about broken record, Groundhog Day, et cetera, et cetera. Kyle Hamilton, you've relived this sort of loss many times. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a theme, I mean, for the past couple years, honestly. It's frustrating at this point to keep having the same conversations with you guys, and I'm sure it's frustrating on your end to keep asking these questions. It's redundant and no excuses at this point. I mean, you said we had 6 losses at home. Is that right? Yeah, that's terrible. Like, our fans, whoever is supporting us, coming out to these games, it's not like the attendance has dropped off at all. Like, there's people still at these games. On a Sunday night, it's cold outside, stadium's packed out, people got work tomorrow, and we're not making it worth their while at the end of the day. So that's on us.
Yeah, I mean, he said it. You know, he feels it from a defensive side. Feel that. Like, you know, we can't get a stop. You know, we're ahead in the fourth quarter of how many games? Like 18 games or something, and we give up the lead? You know, I mean, that's when you look at we need a Terrell Suggs. We need that kind of – we need a closer, somebody that – can go close the game, because right now they don't have that.
But he mentioned that it goes back to last year. And what were they, 12-5 during the regular season or whatever it was, as they made it to the second round or the division round of the playoffs. And they had their share of fourth quarter gaffes or blown leads, but nowhere near this level, because your quarterback was playing at a first team all-pro level, which he was, didn't win the MVP, but your running back rushed for almost 2,000 yards. Your offense was covered up a lot of flaws in 2024. They don't have that safety net this season.
No, no doubt. I mean, what they're seeing, too, is the whole team seeing is it's a different guy at quarterback this year. And, I mean, that the biggest problem they've had, other than, you know, the defense not being able to close out games, is the quarterback. The quarterback has not been Lamar Jackson this year. It's been kind of a shell of himself.
All right, then Marlon Humphrey. Here's a guy that's going to take some accountability. Dig of the pick.
Yep.
Which helped kill New England's first drive, and then Henry fumbled on the Ravens' next drive where things could have gotten out of control. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But Marlon, what did you see from the New England defense? And, dude, you even got away with a blatant pass interference.
I mean, you know, I gave up, you know, an explosive, you know, they were able to get explosive throws, explosive passes. You know, giving up the deep ball has been an inconsistency of mine kind of this year, I would say. So, you know, but yeah, explosive plays, kind of what they had done all year. I think they were the number one passing team in the league. And seems like we had them bottled up pretty decent throughout the game. But then fourth quarter, you know, we had some lapses.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They had a bunch of lapses because all they were doing was dropping back and throwing it. They couldn't run it a lick. And, you know, if you can't get pressure, you got to cover longer. And they couldn't cover. You know, I mean, I thought that they were going to be able to match up pretty good. They couldn't. I mean, they all got beat.
But he did. It's been a consistent thing.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm consistently bad at defending defending the deep ball. But hey, whatever. You got to own it sometimes. Nolan, we have time for a call. Nolan says yes. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Scott in Ellicott City. Scott, thanks for holding your own. Vinny, Haney, and Nolan here on this miserable Monday if you're a Ravens fan. All right. No, Scott. Let's go to Jim in Essex. Jim, how are you?
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. How are you today?
All right, good. Jim.
Vinny.
Yes.
I think I got to ask somebody who's been in the NFL in a professional manner. John Harbaugh, I see, as the coach. He's supposed to direct his coordinators. And if I'm on the sideline and I'm John Harbaugh and we're down and every game we lose because we don't have a running game in the fourth quarter, why isn't John Harbaugh getting Derrick Henry in the game?
Yeah, that's something. I mean, if you're the head coach, you can say, hey, it would probably be something like put the
bleeping guy in the game.
Please.
But yes. Then you're talking to Todd Monken there, though.
Well, I'm talking to Monken. I'm talking to the running back coach. I'm saying
Willie Taggart.
Yeah. Hey, Tags, get Henry in the effing game. That's what I'd be doing.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, we'll look at our picks for this past weekend, college and pro, as we're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Well, it wraps up week 16 tonight with the Colts taking on the 49ers, a game you can hear on The Fan. And Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com, talking about no Kansas City, no Baltimore probably, no Cincinnati in the postseason, maybe no...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Detroit.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Every week. As the football season winding down, I mean, hell, we're in the playoffs already for college football.
Yeah.
NFL, still two regular season weeks left to go. There's a game tonight, which we'll get to. But Nolan McGraw, we went into the past weekend. Guy like me, long shot in it. Lloyd Christmas, one in a million. So you say there's a chance. Booze on the line, beer for me and Nolan. Mick Alters for the Bobster, Yinglings for Nolan. Vinny with the Vino. How we doing?
Yeah, things were close entering the weekend. I was back just a game. Bob back 22, but you never know when your best week of the season might be coming.
Next week, next year.
Well, hey, don't speak too soon. We're starting college football playoff. First game Friday night, the best of the four, actually. Alabama comes back to beat Oklahoma. They were down 17-0 to kick this game off. Incredible turnaround there in the second half. Even to tie it up by the break was impressive enough, but we were all wrong on this one. All three of us with the Sooners.
They blew the lead as we
know. 17-0
right out of the gate.
Yeah, and I thought it was like, oh my god, this is a puffy pantser.
It turned out to be for Alabama in the second
then the
half.
Pick six.
Yeah, oh, yep.
You know.
Yeah, and we were talking off the air, Mateer. Bad.
Yeah, bad, bad.
Well, this next one here, probably the worst in terms of entertainment value. Miami and Texas A&M, only 13 combined points. But Miami pulled it out 10-3. That's a lone win for Bob here, bold enough to take the Hurricanes.
Yeah, and I somebody had to wake me up and let me know it was over because I fell asleep, yeah. I believe, in the fourth quarter. Actually, the last 5 minutes of the game is where all the drama was.
Yeah, I mean, I thought A&M was going to tie it right down there at the end.
And then the second two games here, outcomes not surprising. Ole Miss taking care of business against Tulane, 40-10. All three of us were right there. And then, obviously, no one was going to pick against Oregon. Although Madison, they did JMU covered, just barely.
Well, second half, they went all 99 Rams on them there.
So all three of us right for both of those games. Over to the NFL, the Saturday action. Eagles and Commanders, of course. All three of us were going to take the Eagles in that one.
I think that was pretty easy pick.
Well, how about Sirianni going for two?
Oh, yeah.
Dan Quinn's like, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
See if that game matters.
Oh, it's not going to.
Well, they clinched
the division. I know it's not going to matter for them, but I mean, for Philly, even seeding, it probably won't matter.
No, because if the Niners win their next two, they're the number one seed. How about they would not, if they made it to the Super, they wouldn't have to play another game outside of their stadium if they're the one seed.
But to Nolan's point, Philly's already lost to the Bears. So I think Philadelphia's kind of locked in at three, right? Isn't that where we're going with this one?
You would think, yeah. Packers and Bears here. This one lived up to the hype on Saturday night. Overtime was required. In the end, the Bears pull it out 22-16. All three of us taking Chicago on this one.
Yeah, but it was dicey.
Oh.
Last 2 minutes of the game. And then Romeo Doubs with a giant helmet couldn't handle the onside kick. And Caleb Williams made a couple of great throws. And they were already kind of marching into field goal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they took the shot. And former Terp DJ Moore made a great catch on a brilliant throw.
Bills versus Browns. Good thing style points don't matter here because the Bills, not very stylish, only winning by three, but it's a win nonetheless. Still maybe, look, a lot of teams that you could buy into in terms of stock right now in the AFC, but the Bills, because of their pedigree, maybe still the most favorable.
Yeah, four in a row, five of six, and wins are wins, baby.
Yeah, they played to the level of the opponent.
Yeah.
Chargers versus Cowboys. Dallas slightly favored in this one, but you wouldn't have been able to tell by watching it. Chargers roll here. It's a win for all three of us.
Yeah, I thought Dallas played good early, then it was bad after that. Hampton, I mean, they just ran the heck out of the ball.
Yeah,
Dallas' defense was bad.
And they got the dual running backs down with Vidal and Hampton, and Quentin Johnson came back, made a great touchdown reception.
How about Diggs? Like, he quit on the one touchdown pass, you know?
Oh, a Trayvon Diggs.
Yes.
Chiefs versus Titans here. I was the only one that took Kansas City. How was I supposed to know that another quarterback would go down?
Minshew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kansas City didn't want to play anyhow.
Pacheco, what the hell's... They can't... You talk about a team that can't run the ball.
No doubt.
And Hollywood Brown's probably like wishing he was back in Baltimore. Well, he screwed that one up, but yeah. Not only good job with Kansas City.
Yep. First of many mistakes for me. Jets versus Saints here. No mistakes for anybody. All three of us easily picking New Orleans.
What do we think of old Shuckster there?
I think Chuck's their guy, Bob. You know, I mean, he's played well as a rookie, and he keeps getting, kind of keeps stacking good performances, and they kind of keep winning some games here.
Eight sacks yesterday against the Jets. Kellen Moore, he's got an offensive pedigree. And Kamara's probably on the down slope. They need a running back, but Olave's a stud. Hey, come on. New Orleans has won, three in a row?
Vikings versus Giants here. Both of you guys correct taking Minnesota. I went with the Giants, thinking maybe the quarterback matchup would favor them, but not to be. McCarthy wasn't great, but he was just good enough to get it done here.
He got knocked out of the game.
He hurt his hand or something. And then Dart didn't complete a pass. What did he complete? One pass in the first half? Something like that?
Yeah, that was a snooze-worthy game.
Oh, no doubt.
Buccaneers versus Panthers. This one lived up to the drama. In the end, the Panthers get it done at home, which means they now have the inside track in that division. Let's see. Vinny and I taking the Panthers in this one. Bob with the Bucks.
Damn you, Baker.
Yeah, that was an exciting game to watch, and I was happy that Carolina won. And Bryce Young played well.
I'm cool with that. I got no rooting interest against either team, but you have to wonder, Buccaneers have lost three in a row. They're now below 500. Remember, so many weeks ago, Baker Mayfield was at MVP level.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bengals versus Dolphins. All three of us correct taking Cincy here. And just like that, all it takes, four touchdowns to make you start having fun again.
Break out the hair gel. Joe Burrow getting it done.
He probably liked that 80-degree weather, too, down there.
I did notice that after the game, you know how they do the NFL Network, they're in the locker room. He was doing the hair flip. Yeah, man. Get that hair gel, baby.
Jaguars versus Broncos here. Bob, the only one correct, taking Jacksonville. A statement win, if I've ever seen one. 34-20 over that Broncos defense.
Yeah, I tell you what, Trevor Lawrence playing good, man. They've won seven in a row. They're a team that you're going to have to look out for.
Falcons versus Cardinals. I was wrong again taking Arizona in this one. You guys victorious with Atlanta. 26-19, your final.
Kirk Cousins making Kyle Pitts look like a first-round draft pick.
Pitts 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, it looks like they're trying to justify that third pick in a draft.
And if you look at Arizona, where's the hope?
Oof. Yeah, they're none.
Steelers versus Lions. Strange finish aside. Pittsburgh got the job done here. All three of us incorrect. We thought that the Lions would do the Ravens a solid.
Yeah, they solidly sucked for most of the game.
Right.
Yeah. Laying seven, too.
Yeah, couldn't run it. We thought, oh, they didn't give it to Gibbs the week before. He's going to run the heck out of the ball. They gave it to him less.
Right.
Raiders versus Texans. Very unexpectedly close game here. I think the spread was like 14 or something going into the game. But Texans still emerge victorious, which is a win for all three of us.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the type of game that if you're the Texans and where you're at in the season, you kind of want to go put those kind of teams away, you know, not have to kind of fight with the Raiders who just lost 31-0 the week before.
Hey, Genty had a good game for
the did.
Raiders.
And, of course, Ravens versus Patriots. Bob, the only one who wasn't drinking that purple Kool-Aid, and it pays off. A reminder of the scores here. Bob said 27-20, Patriots. Vinny said Ravens 27-21. I said Ravens 26-19. So after all that commotion, we'll get to Monday Night Football in a second. A lot of movement this week. Bob was actually the best, 15-3. How about that?
What?
There
Damn.
You go. 15.
Wow, that's going back to like 2020.
I know. 15-3. Vinny was 13-5, and I was 10-8, which means your updated standings here. Vinny is now four games up on me, only 20 up on Bob.
Right. And by the way, when I celebrate like this, because we're on camera now, which you keep forgetting, I'm not celebrating that the Ravens lost, but I got a rare win.
Yeah, you do. You were 15-3.
Take that victory lap. All right, tonight.
I mean, look, it's not really an overthink it spot for me. I know one team's already secure in their playoff. You know, they've locked up a playoff spot, and the Colts are desperate in terms of actually needing to get in. But seeding very much on the line for the 49ers here, that's plenty to play for, in my opinion. I think San Francisco gets this done with ease.
Yeah, and Armstead's playing tonight for the Colts, which will help them. I'm going, I don't know about ease, but I'm taking the Niners.
Yeah, 5.5's the spread. Yeah. Which is relatively small, but Phillip Rivers' second game back, they got to get Jonathan Taylor on track here because he's going to have to be the offense. But come on, as Nolan always says, let's not overthink it. San Francisco, when we come back, we got Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com. He doesn't overthink. He gets right to the point. Talk about the NFL heading into Week 16. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by Monday Night Football, Colts, and 49ers here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brian DiArdo. Brian, good afternoon. And if I forget, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Yes, yes. It might be a miserable Monday, but still, I'm sure, things to be thankful for.
No doubt. Hey, we're here to talk about football in a free society, so I'm cool with that. But the Ravens, they sit at 7-8 while Harbaugh, he stinks. Lamar's injury-prone. Defense, no pass rush. Offensive line is what it is. We can sit here and make excuses, reasons, whatever. But as we sit at 7-8, is it time to face the harsh reality, Brian, that the Ravens are, they are who they are? Just an average team right now, slightly below average.
Yeah, but that's basically everybody in the North this year, right? I mean, look at the Bengals at 5-10, but they arguably have the best quarterback in the division, right? And the best receiving core, and they're 5-10. The Steelers are hot right now, 3 in a row. But since 2017, they've only won in Cleveland one time. And they've really struggled there, specifically on offense, in recent years. So if you're a Ravens fan, yes, you're flawed. We've known that all year. The pass rush isn't getting home, Lamar and his health and everything. But if they can just beat Green Bay, there's certainly more than a puncher's chance that Week 18 game will still mean something. But as we all know, the million-dollar question is Lamar Jackson and his back and whether or not he can stay healthy. That's going to be the million-dollar question, obviously, in Green Bay, and if they can win that game and moving forward.
What did you think, Harbs' comments about not putting Derrick Henry back into the game on the drive that they needed to kill clock because they were still leading and Henry had just, ate them up on the drive before?
I don't understand it whatsoever. And I've never really understood, unless there's an injury that we don't know about, which can certainly be possible. I mean, I've watched a lot of Ravens games. He takes so much punishment. And obviously, we know he dishes it out as well. But he runs so upright that he does take a lot of hits. And so you do wonder if Harbaugh's protecting him. That to me is the only thing I can think of, because his tangible responses make no sense to what you just said. He just said they didn't give him the ball, I believe, after his second
after
touchdown.
After the touchdown, yeah. They did
right.
not.
Right, so makes no sense to me. My thought is he's banged up, and that was John protecting his guy. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of people and a lot of other don't want to hear that. Now, Brian, let me ask you this. Could you ever see, after this season, let's say they lose to the Packers or whatever, that Harbs and Bisciotti decide a mutual split?
I don't see it, just because I think that Harbaugh, like Mike Tomlin, are lifers, and I don't see him wanting to leave. So it would have to be the GM making that decision. But I don't see it, because of the fact that, and it's kind of ironic, I just mentioned the Steelers. The irony is the Ravens have had more losing seasons in recent years than Pittsburgh, but they've also had more playoff success, right? So which one would you rather have? Would you rather have the consistent sustained success of the Steelers but no playoff wins in 9 years, or would you rather have Baltimore, where every 4 or 5 years you stub your toe, you have one of these seasons, but you still, I believe, have a higher upside with Lamar Jackson? I don't think it's time for that yet. I think this is one of those years where things didn't go your way. I think that the Green draft so far hasn't obviously worked out, but this was a bad year for pass rushers. They potentially reached there. But no, I don't think so. On paper, and I remember talking to you guys in the summer, this was a team that had legit Super Bowl aspirations, and we all thought that was where they were going. I think the injury to Lamar made them susceptible to the other things, and obviously other parts of their roster didn't work out, but I don't think so. I still think that if I'm the Ravens, this is the best course of action, unless there's a guy out there that you really want to hire. But I wouldn't break up just for the sake of breaking up.
Now, who's the best team in the AFC?
It depends on the day. I mean, I don't want it. I've been so down on Jacksonville. I've been so reluctant to go with them just because I don't trust them at all. I mean, they force a lot of turnovers like the Bears do. But, I mean, they just beat the best some people thought was the best team. I keep going back to Buffalo, even though they just kind of laid somewhat of an egg in Cleveland. And, again, I don't like teams that are so reliant on their quarterback, like the Ravens and like the Bills with Josh Allen. But I think if Allen is healthy, that's still, I think, is the best team. If they're healthy, and I know they've dealt with injuries on both sides of the ball, just like everybody this time of year. But they're the most consistent team, and they have that good running game. They've got a solid defense. There's really no dominant defense in the AFC. There really isn't. So I think top to bottom, they're the best team, but there really is not a great team in the AFC. I mean, if you had to twist my arm right now, I would say maybe the best three teams in the league are all in the NFC.
Yeah, who's the best team in the NFC West?
I think they just lost. I think the Rams are the best. They just let Seattle off the brakes at the end of that game, and there's a lot of crazy things that happen, but I still like Matthew Stafford. I still like that team a lot. And I think if they have Devontae Adams, that's a different story. I think the biggest thing that we all forget from watching that game was that they didn't have Devontae Adams, which he is a total stud in the red zone. He doesn't have a lot of catches this year, but he is the best red zone receiver in the league. So no, it's my money's still on the Rams. I think Seattle's the third best team, even though they're second in the league in scoring and points allowed. I'm just not sold on them yet for whatever reason.
Now, do you anticipate a lot of coaching changes, 2 weeks from today?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm in Ohio. I wonder about the two Ohio teams, Stefanski and Zach Taylor. I think they're both going to stay, but I think there's a few that we know. I think we know Arizona, and they're going to Gannon. That's done. I think that's for sure going to be a firing. And then Pete Carroll in Vegas. I mean, I know his pedigree, borderline Hall of Fame career. I just think it's been so bad for them. I think those two for sure. Mike McDaniel, I know people have reported that he's safe. I don't know if I'd buy that. How bad they played yesterday, and they basically gave up on Tua, which is kind of admitting a failure there. And then obviously the Ohio ones. But I think two for sure, but it could be as many as six.
Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brian, we wrap up week 16 with the Colts taking on Old Man Rivers. Yeah, I broke that one out. But let's look at the NFC South. Carolina is a game up on Tampa. How in the hell is this thing going to play out when it's all said and done with only 2 weeks left?
Man, I'm going to go with Carolina. I mean, I keep wanting to give Tampa Bay the benefit of the doubt, but it's kind of what you said about the Ravens, right? At some point, you just have to acknowledge who you are, and they're a team that's fading fast, and you just wonder, you know, they had guys playing different positions on the offensive line to start the year. You just wonder if all those injuries are starting to pile up. And Todd Bowles, that's another coach that you wonder could be on the hot seat. Here's the funny thing. I think the best team in that division has been out of the playoffs for a while, and that's the Falcons. I think with Kirk Cousins, they have really found their groove lately. They had a nice win last Thursday night. They won again this past weekend over the Cardinals. That team is a team on the rise, but it won't matter. But I do think Carolina's going to win it. Canales isn't getting any love for Coach of the Year, but I do think he should start getting some hub.
Yeah, every team in that division has a negative point differential heading into the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Brian, I always appreciate the time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you before the playoffs here.
Sounds great. Likewise.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian DiArdo, everybody. We'll come back. Take a trip to the Podhouse with Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And coming up later on tonight, you got Monday Night Football, Colts and 49ers. Like elaborating on injury, because he's not a doctor. He can only share the news he gets from the medical professionals. Now, Vinny, after today, you were off, so tell everybody what your plans are for the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah, I'll be back January the 5th. We're flying to Switzerland tomorrow, and we fly to Zurich, from Philly to Zurich, take a train to Davos, Switzerland, and we're going to the Spangler Cup, which is the oldest hockey tournament in the world. And it's been going for over 100 years. And Charlie's playing in that. Their first game is the 26th. They play Canada at 8 o'clock Switzerland time, 8 p.m. And the arena is spectacular. It's really cool. And like Davos is like supposed to be like a real nice ski resort, which I don't ski, you know. So we'll be hanging out there. There's a casino there. Oh. You know, Vincent's excited about that. It's supposed to be a beautiful place. So looking forward to that. And Charlie, they're guaranteed at least three games. This is the U.S. College Selects. It's the top college players in the top 25 college players in the country. So we play, like I said, three games. If you win the whole thing, you play five. And that would be New Year's Eve. It'd be the last game. And we come back on the first. So yeah, it'll be exciting. I've never been there, and to see the hockey tournament and stuff will be cool. And there's a lot of probably free time to be able to do stuff. So it'll be kind of fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, try the cheese. Apparently Swiss cheese is a big thing. That's why they put the holes in that thing. Have a safe trip, you and the family. Good
Thank
luck
you.
To Charlie and the boys, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same
Nolan,
to you guys.
Any closing thoughts for the people?
No, something that went under the radar today that I'm hoping John Harbaugh gets asked about today. What the hell? Mark Andrews. The lateral that wasn't, or I don't even know what the attempt was there by him. I didn't really hear much of an explanation from him afterwards. I don't think Harbaugh was asked about it because there was all the other questions about Henry and just the loss in general. That ended up being not really a storyline in the game. But just watching it, I still can't make sense of it.
Well,
no.
It was a roughing the passer that bailed him out. Well, it was an illegal forward pass anyway.
Yeah.
But to your point, it was like a short circuit in the old brain pan there for Andrew.
Harb said, you'll have to ask him. That wasn't, because somebody asked, was that a lateral? And, you know, was that a play? He said, no, you have to ask Mark. And then one real quick.
There were a lot of expletives thrown at the TV from the old.
Now, Emory Jones Jr. came in and played when Voorhees went down. I watched the All-22 this morning. And Emory Jones, he's not ready. He needs to get stronger. You know, he's athletic and he can move, but he needs strength. Okay. He got beat a few times, you know, in that game. But Voorhees stunk in the game.
All right, we go.
Somebody's got to play.
Yeah, let's just say the words Voorhees stunk, that's not the first time they've been uttered here on this show. All right, bye now.
Quick draws, Funhouse.
We got the old one today. Yeah. That. I don't think we're supposed to play it.
Okay. I like that one.
Text reader.
Oh, I hate this one.
You know?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Follow like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Back for one day only. Enjoy it while it lasts. We'll start with Aaron in Ohio, who says, why is anyone surprised that Harbaugh kept or allowed Henry to be sidelined? Going away from the team's strength is Harbaugh's specialty, especially in big games. He's done it for over a decade at this point. Vinny owes us an apology in particular for constantly defending Harbaugh and for us wanting him fired. This game proves us right all along. This guy is wasting careers.
Well, I will say this, that I was flabbergasted when I didn't see Henry in there too. And I'm anxious. John talks at like 2:30. I'll be anxious to hear what John has to say after he has time to think about it now.
More on that topic, Texter says, it's been beaten to death, but it still holds true. The fact that Henry was having an elite performance, despite the opponent knowing that they were going to run heavy, that shows that he was truly unstoppable yesterday. If he got just a few carries on that second to last drive, the game is over easily.
Well, there's 5 minutes to go, you know, and they would have had to use their timeouts if Henry's pounding out, if he's grounding out first downs. Yeah, and that's the best Henry I think I saw this year, Bob. Like physicality, running, and all that, like determined, and like speed. He was popping outside and
December
everything.
December Derek, man. Yep. Saw it last night.
Yeah.
How about one more here? Texter says, Tyler Loop is a problem at this point. Can't hit from 50 yards out in a league where other kickers routinely are hitting from close to 60. He misses the landing zones, hits the ball out of bounds on kickoffs from time to time. Extra points have been a mystery. Ravens need to bring in some more competition at kicker again next summer.
I don't know. I think he's had a pretty decent year, really. I mean, the 56-yarder, that's probably more on the coach, Randy Brown, you know, because Harbs asked Randy Brown, can he make this, you know, from what he did in warm-ups and all? And, you know, maybe the from the time warm-ups is to the time that you're kicking that kick, you know, ball's not carrying very well, ball's heavy. So that would have probably been a much better punt and backing them up and making them go farther.
I think it was Ed said that they should have punted in that situation. And by the way, he's only missed three field goals.
Yeah. And what did you miss, one or two PATs?
Yeah, so he's perfect from 40 in, but they didn't draft him to be Matt Stover. They drafted him to be Justin Tucker 2.0 and hasn't shown that consistent leg. That's going to do it for us. Me and Noel are back tomorrow. Turn up Tuesday. Vinny, again, safe trip to you and the family.
Merry Christmas to you guys, Nolan.
Yeah,
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I'll see you on the 5th.
Yeah, we'll see
I'll
you.
Be a year older, too.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen. Can't control time. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Monday Night Football for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, and Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, last dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.